You have reached Mercury Insurance. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Hi, this is Rosie with Mercury Insurance Customer Relations. How can I help you today?
Hi, I have a customer on the other line.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. My name is Anna. How may I help you?
Sorry, I can hear myself. The customer is in need of a tow, but it's not on a vehicle that's on her policy, so I think she's just seeing if you guys will cover it.
Yeah, if it's not on the policy, it wouldn't be covered.
Okay, I kind of figured that. She seemed like maybe that wasn't the case, so if you want to explain that to her.
May I please have the policy number?
She has all that information. I'm going to add her in.
If you have to have,
okay.
Have Dave
Hi, this is Rosie with...
Then he could just tell from here. Hi, this is Hello? Diane Weber. Hello, can
Hi,
you hear
Diane,
me?
Can I please have... Yes, can I please have your policy number?
Yeah, 0401-05-1303-11199.
Thank you. And the name on the policy is?
Well, my name, Diane Weber.
Thank you, Diane. And for what vehicle you need the roadside assistance?
Well, it's my car was out of commission, my Ford. So I borrowed my daughter's car, which is a Buick Enclave, drove it back here home, and then lost the ignition key. We have looked for the last day and a half, and we cannot find it. So we're going to have it towed over to get the key remade, a new key made. Yeah. So I'm the driver. I'm responsible, but it's my daughter's car.
So you're asking if you have coverage, roadside assistance on your daughter's vehicle?
One other time ago this happened to me. And because I was the person in the car with the roadside service, they did it for me. So can
yeah,
that happen here?
We wouldn't be able
here?
To do it.
No,
we no, cannot.
No, you can't do
you're
that?
Not paying, correct. You're not paying for the coverage on this vehicle.
Okay, so it's the vehicle, not the driver, not me that's covered
exactly.
in, huh?
Exactly.
Something must have changed.
Not with Mercury. I haven't heard anything like that.
Oh, yeah, because one time I stopped it, and you guys came over and got the car from him and was able to get her going. And it wasn't my car.
Not quite
right,
sure. Yeah, but
changed.
With Mercury Insurance,
okay.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
All right, thank
otherwise,
you for calling
why, well, how does your tow service work otherwise?
She'll give you that information. You're still on the line, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She'll
but
go ahead and
would
help
cost.
With that.
What it would cost. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling Mercury. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay. So we can still assist you, but it would be an out-of-pocket expense.
Okay. So how much does it cost?
It depends on the service providers in your area. I can go through the process and get a quote for you if you'd like.
Yeah, it'd be good for us to get an idea of what it's going to cost. Yeah.
All right, what's the address where you're located?
13892 Old Oregon Trail, Redding, California, 96003.
Okay, the city and the zip one more time.
Redding, California. 96003.
And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's a Buick Enclave.
And what year?
I'm not positive. I think it's an 08, but I'm not positive, to tell you the truth. I don't have that information since the door is locked. I can't get the registration, you know. Yeah.
But it's not broken down or anything. It's in good condition and everything.
All right. What's the color of the vehicle?
Kind of a dark, dark blue, almost black blue. It's right here parked at our house. So it's off the road, no interference, easy to hook up, easy. Yeah, safe.
Okay. So if she comes and unlocks the door, would it be able to shift into neutral?
Good question. A shift into neutral. I don't know if that requires an ignition key or not. That's what we're missing. We lost the somehow I lost the ignition key. Yeah. So we have the key to open the door, but we don't have the ignition key. So good question. Not positive. Let me see. My husband knows. Hey, Ben. If we could get the door unlocked, would we be able to put it in neutral without an ignition key?
No idea.
Yeah, see, we're not positive about that. I'd have to double check that. Yeah. With my daughter. She's not here, of course.
Okay.
So that's the key thing. Yeah, okay.
Because if the vehicle does not shift into neutral, the service router would require special equipment, which would also be an additional charge.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe you can give me two ballpark, estimates.
Okay. One second.
Thank you.
Okay, and Old Oregon Trail, is that where the vehicle's at?
Yeah, it's at our house. Yes.
All right, where are you getting it towed to?
Well, at this point, I'm not exactly positive, but it's here in town to have the key made. Hey, Scott? Can you give me an estimate? Is it done by mileage or what?
It's done by mileage. I would have to have a drop-off location.
Yeah, so how much is it per mile, per 10 miles? How do they charge?
It depends on the service provider. That's why we need a drop-off location before we can call them.
Well, I don't have that at this point. Yeah, sorry. Not exactly sure. I was calling because I know sometimes it takes a long time, for let me see if he thinks it's the close. We have an ace close by us. So if that were the case, that would be really easy and close. Let me see. Scott? I'm looking for my husband. Scott? No, and him, he's probably out looking for the key again. We have been looking over and over again for that ignition key that got lost. Let me see. Colby, do you know if Ace makes keys? I can't find Dad. Scott? Does Ace make keys? Would they be able to do it? I have to have a destination to get an estimate. Oh, Taylor Motors on Cypress Avenue in Reading. That's further away. Taylor Motors, well known in our area.
Okay.
Got that? Okay.
Taylor Motors in Reading. On Churn Creek Road. Sorry.
Churn Creek?
Yes.
Yes. And Cypress, I guess.
All right, and if you guys were to accept the out-of-pocket expense, how would you guys be paying?
Cash. Or do they take Discover card?
I can select multiple.
Okay.
Just give it the number. We'll call it.
Yeah, we'll do multiple, and we'll decide whether we're, you know, whether we do Discover card or cash.
All right. Do you mind if I put you on hold while I contact a service provider?
Thank you.